Good afternoon, everybody. I'd like to go ahead and call Senate Finance Committee to order. It's 4:15, April 7th, 2010. With me today is my co-chair, Senator Hoffman, Senator Ellis, Senator Olson, Senator Thomas, Senator Egan, and myself, Senator Stedman. Today, we have the only thing on the agenda this afternoon is to put on the table CS for Senate Bill number 230. So we'll go ahead and do that, and then we'll have an explanation on it, and then we'll go ahead and adjourn the meeting. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the Senate Finance Committee adopt CS for Senate Bill 230 Finance /E as our working document.
And I'll object for discussion and ask if we could please have quiet in the room, please. Mr. Baker, for my staff to come forward. Help us with the CS.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Miles Baker, staff.
Pull the mic in a little bit, please.
Staff to Senate Finance Committee. CS, Mr. Chairman, I'll just explain the there should be two report packets with the CS. Packet number one breaks the columns, break the bill out into its sections. So column one is the supplemental capital, which primarily is what the governor submitted as the 2010 capital supplemental items. Column two is deferred maintenance, the governor's deferred maintenance bill, primarily with some modifications. Column three is what we would consider the 2011 capital budget. Column four are grants to munis, named recipients, and unincorporated with 2010 effective date. Column five are the cruise head tax projects, and column six is the total. Packet two is laid out slightly differently. In packet two, these reports, column one is what's in this budget that was in one of the three governor's bills, either the supplemental, the deferred maintenance, or the capital budget. Column two is the Senate CS additions. So if you look at the bottom of that column, you'll see the Senate CS has added $514.7 million. The totals, column three is the total of the first two, $2.2 billion. Column four is the governor's original submission, and then the last column is the changes between the governor's total and the Senate Finance Committee CS. The if I could, Mr. Chairman, I'll just quickly highlight a couple things in the bill. So section one, as I mentioned, which is pages two through six, is the FY10 supplemental capital. Sections two and three just go with section one. They're the total. Section four, which starts on page eight, is the deferred maintenance budget section. A couple things I'd like to highlight there is on page eight, the Senate CS adds on line 10, Governor's House deferred maintenance. It's an addition of $6 million. On page nine, there is $5 million in deferred maintenance and upgrade to hatchery facilities statewide. You see the $5 million to the nonprofit associations there that run the hatcheries. Jumping to section seven, starts on page 17. This So from page 17 to 52, this entire section 7 is basically the 2011 capital budget. These are 2011 spending items. A couple highlights on that, Mr. Chairman. On page 18, line 9 is the $4 million for the Kodiak launch complex. On line 16, it's $10 million to the AEA for rail belt large-scale hydro planning, design, and permitting. It's one of the recommendations of the Senate Resources Committee. On page 22, I want to point out lines 13 through 20, the Village Safe Water and Wastewater Infrastructure Projects, that program is structured slightly differently in the bill. The amounts have not changed, but we've been talking with DEC for the last 2 years about how that program is presented in the budget. And the governor's submission had that money allocated out on just a straight percentage basis against their deferred maintenance list, which really is not reflective of where that money is actually going. The other concern the committee had was that although that program really started as a program funding first-time service, water and sewer service in those communities, that over the years it's kind of morphed. And as you see here, and what we've done is we've broken the allocation out into two separate allocations, one for $29.1 million for the first-time service projects, and the rest of the money, 19.4, is what's really expansion, upgrade, replacement of existing service that's already being provided in those communities. So I wanted to point that out because it does affect a little bit how the numbers roll up into the House districts because of the way the governor had submitted it originally. On page, same page, the Municipal Water, Sewer, and Solid Waste Facilities Grant Program. Governor's budget had funded the first 10 projects in that program. The Senate CS funds the next 10 projects as well for an addition of $19.7 million. On page 51, starting on line 26, the Senate CS adds $24 million for the Alaska court system, including their number one priority, which is $18 million for the Boney Courthouse campus in Anchorage. Mr. Chairman, those are the only highlights in that section of the bill. Switching to, or just to reiterate, section 10, which begins on page 59. It's just presented slightly different this year. Typically, this section would be part of the previous section I went through, which is the 2011 capital budget. This year, we pulled out the grants, the named recipients, munis, and nonprofits. These are mostly the items that came in as legislative requests. And this section has a 2010 effective date, so all this grant money will be able to go out immediately into the street, as well as the deferred maintenance items that are in the budget. And that total, Mr. Chairman, as you see on your report for that grant section, is just under $400 million. Section 13 are the cruise ship funded projects, which in the last few years we have broken out separately. Those do show, that is one funding source that does show up in the reports as other funds. With the budget clarification process we went through this year with Ledge Finance, most of the rest we've moved. The other fund source used to be pretty extensive. All of that is showing up in either one of two general fund categories, but the cruise ship money, because of its restricted nature, is still part of other funds. So the total spending on the cruise ship is $45 million, $33 million in the commercial passenger vessel funds, and $11.7 million in regional impact funds. The governor's original proposal had about $21 million in spending in that line item. And the rest, Mr. Chairman, the language section starts on page 90. I just point out on page 90, section 17 is $140 million to the Alaska Gasline Inducement Reimbursement Fund. The CS takes that money out of the general fund as opposed to the Alaska Alaska Capital Income Corp, as was originally proposed. On line 28, page 90, $50 million general fund to the Renewable Energy Fund. That's $25 million above the governor's request. That also was a recommendation of the Senate Resources Committee work. On line 30, the Power Project Fund, $10 million. That's $3 million above the governor's request, which was also a recommendation of the Senate Resources Committee work on their omnibus energy plan. Section 20, page 91, is the MPRA grants. I would just point out on section 21, page 92, because of the large appropriations we've made to the Renewable Energy Fund over the last several years, that fund is, the earnings on that fund are projected to be right around $2 million this year. So we're taking, reappropriating those earnings back to AEA for the cost of managing the grant, basically that program, the Renewable Energy Grant Program. Section 24 is a reappropriation of $5.5 million of mental health project to the Alaska Center for Treatment, Planning, and Design in Anchorage. Section 26, page 93, is the $60 million transfer from the Marine Highway Vessel Replacement Fund to the new Alaska-class ferry. That was in the governor's request. And starting section 27 on page 94 through page 104, which is through section 43, those are all the legislative, the lapsing grants or scope changes of previous legislative projects that have been requested through the senators. And Mr. Chairman, that's pretty much it.
Okay. I'll go ahead and remove my objection to the adoption of the CS. Any further objection to the adoption of the CS? Seeing none, version E is adopted. I'd just like to make a couple of brief comments. We have roughly added about $500 million to the capital appropriations, which is a job-orientated bill. The committee here worked very hard last winter at this time, pulling back a total of $500, and then after our colleagues down the hall finished up, $488 million was reduced out of the capital budget last year. Again, now it's a negative $488. So we've added to this bill 1 year later a little over 500. So we're sitting about where we were 1 year ago. We will continue to work on this bill the next couple of days. Most likely have another CS on Friday and target to take amendments on Saturday is roughly the schedule, depending on the flow of business. Does any member have any initial questions, Senator or Seeing none, we have a comment. Mr. Baker?
Mr. Chairman, I meant to do this at the beginning, if you don't mind. I just wanted to acknowledge the contribution of Rob Carpenter and Ledge Finance, who's put in a lot of long hours with me on this. Amy Foskett at Ledge Finance, who has worked with us over the last several years on the CAPSIS system and improvements to that. And, you know, every year when we get to the budget creation time, there's always a lot of new improvements and demands placed on her that weren't identified early in the process. And also Weston Eiler in your office for the help he's provided this year on the budget.
Crew has been working till 10, 11 o'clock, 11:30 the last couple of nights, and they worked through Easter weekend to prepare this document. Any Senator Hoffman?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would also like to state that one of the first things that the Senate Finance Committee agreed to, which was a caucus priority, was to save. We decided to look at the revenue, the additional $2.2 billion that we had in surplus in 2010, and decided to save $1.5 billion. So the first action we did was to make sure that we continued the work we had accomplished in the previous 3 years in putting our savings account in good order. And in that $1.5 billion, there's $1.1 million to forward fund education and $400 million to pay off the constitutional budget reserve, which is completely paid off. And from my perspective, we are barely catching up to the needs of some the capital needs throughout the state of Alaska, since we had to cut the $488 million that you had mentioned earlier, Mr. Chairman. So I do view this as a catch-up and a jobs bill that will meet the needs of communities throughout the state of Alaska.
Just one final comment on the savings. The current position of the state's roughly around $10 billion, forecasted to be roughly about $12 in about a year and a half. So we are in very strong, it's $12 billion in excess cash. We're in a very strong position. We're going to have a savings component of in this bill when it's complete. And it has yet to be added, but we're working on that. Any further comments? Meeting adjourned.